MS-13 illegal aliens charged with murdering teen girl after being released by Sanctuary City. By John Binder on May 21, 2019. Two illegal alien members of the violent MS-13 gang have been charged with the murder of a 14-year-old girl in Maryland after previously being released from custody by a Sanctuary City. Last week, illegal alien MS-13 gang members Josue Rafael Fuentes Ponce, 16 years old, and Joel Ernesto Escobar, 17 years old, were charged with first-degree murder, along with 14-year-old Cynthia Hernandez Nucamendi, in the death of 14-year-old Ariana Funes Diaz in Prince George's County, Maryland. According to police, the two illegal alien MS-13 gang members and Hernandez Nucamendi met the 14-year-old victim at an apartment complex before taking her into a wooded area nearby. In the wooded area, police say the three beat the girl with a baseball bat and stabbed her to death with a machete. Now, the pair of illegal alien MS-13 gang members and Hernandez Nucamendi have been charged with murdering Funes Diaz. Last year, Fuentes Ponce and Escobar were released from custody by Prince George's County officials after being charged with attempted first-degree murder, attempted second-degree murder, participation in gang activity, conspiracy to commit murder, and attempted robbery. At the time, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE agency had requested that the two illegal alien gang members not be released back into the community and instead be turned over to their custody for deportation. Prince George's County, a sanctuary city, released the illegal aliens anyway, and they were never able to be arrested or deported by ICE. These individuals had demonstrated violent criminal behavior before, and because they were released in spite of the lawful detainer, they were afforded an opportunity to take a life, an ICE official said in a statement. Fuentes first arrived in the U.S. at the Texas-Mexico border in December 2015 as part of a family unit. He and the other family members were paroled into the U.S. though a judge requested that the illegal alien be deported in March 2017. He never arrived for his court hearing and was subsequently never deported. Likewise, Escobar entered the Texas-Mexico border as an unaccompanied juvenile in August 2016. Instead of being deported, he was released to family members living in Washington, D.C., where he has lived since illegally entering the country. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.